inner perfection is easy. Inner perfection is easy. Yes. Inner perfection is easy. The only thing that I want to do for my inner perfection is to be my original purity and integrity, is to be what I have been designed to be, what I am in every possible way. Now, I think that my inner perfection is my humanity. I think that my inner perfection is my physical body. I think my inner perfection is that which I am right here and right now. And how limited and how strange that is. What is the perfect wave in the ocean? We have no idea, except that we look at the waves in the ocean and we think how glorious they are. How beautiful are those waves. We look at the clouds passing by in the sky and we think some clouds are for rain, some clouds are for just display, and some clouds indicate the playfulness of the winds in the atmosphere. And I see all these things and I think to myself, my inner perfection is easy. For my inner perfection is what the world is about me. And when I like myself, when I think I am a very fine and beautiful and wonderful person, I look at the world about me, and all that I see in the world about me are fine and beautiful and wonderful experiences and activities. Everything in the world about me is glorious. Everything in the world about me is outstanding. Everything. Every person in the world is a reflection of what's going on inside of me. And therefore, my inner perfection is easy. I just look at my inner self and I say to my inner self, how wonderful that is, how glorious that is, how super that is. What a beautiful being. My inner perfection is shining out in the clouds, in the ocean waves. It's shining out in the playfulness of the winds in the sky. It's shining out in the playfulness of all the people passing by and all the things that they're doing and all the wonderful, magical ideas they express. Every moment they're expressing some magical, beautiful, wonderful idea, and that's from inside of me shining out. They are my reflection, they're my mirror, they're who I am. And so as I look at the world and I see just how grand and glorious and wonderful the world is, I say to myself, how grand and wonderful and glorious I am. How grand and wonderful and glorious everything is, because it is all purely a reflection of the inner perfection in me. And the inner perfection in me is easy. For I choose to look at the beauty of the trees, and I see all the needles of my pine trees, glorious and wonderful. I see every needle being beautifully green and glorious. I see my trees growing straight and tall, which is their intention and their direction. I see all of the needles falling on the ground, making a bed underneath the tree, letting the soil retain its moisture as much as possible, so the tree can enjoy it. I see the dogs that play in the yard, rolling and laughing and jumping and playing. Laughing a dog? Of course, that's the perfection in me. And if my inner perfection is laughing, is joyful, then everything I see is laughing and joyful. Every dog, every cat, every boy, every girl, every man, every woman, every country, every activity of the world is joyous. Perfection, inner perfection, is easy when I take my attention and I put it on that which I truly am, when I put it on that which is my reality, that which makes up for me. Yes, I look at the world and I see the world as good and very good, my reflection. And I look at all of my imagination, and I see it good and very good, my reflection. I look at everything, everything, and my inner perfection shines out in everything I see. It makes my inner perfection so easy. It is so easy because I like me and I like everything that shines forth in my world. If I ever looked at my world and I found something that made me feel less than happy and enthusiastic and joyous, I would rethink my thought about it. I would rethink my realization of my inner perfection. And I'd say, hey, my inner perfection has only a place for happiness, joy, and peace, and harmony, goodness, and truth. My inner perfection only reflects that inner joy in me, that inner love in me, that inner delight in me, that inner peace in me. That's who I am. That's the magic that I am. That's the wonderment that I am. That's the good that I am. Yes, that's all that matters. And that's all that ever will matter, because that's who I am. That's who I am. I live in that awareness now. Inner perfection is easy because I live in a pure inner being. My original purity and integrity is in me. My original joy and delight in life and in being who I am is in me. That allness that I am is in me. It's wonderful. It's so fantastic and so beautiful and so glorious and so experienced. It just says, yes, I love it. Yes, I think it's wonderful. I think it's glorious. I think it's beautiful. I think it's fantastic. Yes, yes, yes. It is good and very good. And every time I think that, every time I think that, that's all I experience. That's all I know. That's all I am. Every time I think that, that's me. That's who I am. Now, where are you? What is your joy? What is your peace? What is your harmony? What is your life? What is your magnificence? What is your beauty? I have a black cat. Oh, you hear about her now and then. His name is Jeannie. And Jeannie thinks she is the totality of everything that is good and beautiful. She thinks she is the capable person to go anywhere she wants, to do anything she wants. She can leap to the tallest buildings and climb up the telephone poles. She can climb the trees. She can jump from branch to branch. She thinks she's flying, and she's doing all these things because that's my inner perfection shining forth in Jeannie, shining forth in the beauty that she does. Now I let that inner perfection shine forth in me, in who I am, in everything that I do. I look at my body and I say, it is good and very good. Not for one second do I ever consider that there's a problem in my body, because that one second is all it needs to bring that problem into my body. Now, I am perfect in me, in my thinking, in my attitudes, in my life, in my way, and my whole body is perfect in its thinking, in its attitudes, in its expressions, in its way. And so, as I think of my body, as I think of myself, as I think of all that is around me, what do I see? I see all in perfection now. I see all magnificent now. I see all good and very good now. And this is the way it always will be. This is the way it is. My inner perfection is easy because I see in my outer a reflection of my inner perfection. And as I see this reflection of my inner perfection, I know who I am. I am who I am, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful. But it's only wonderful because I take charge, and I am in charge of seeing who and what I am. I am in charge of knowing who and what I am. I am in charge of all that I am. And because I'm in charge of all that I am shines forth in me, in everything I do, I think, I say, and it is wonderful. It is what I am. It is who I am. It is where I am. And it is how I am. And I love it. I love it. I love it.